We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
You have to realize that you have the power before you can ever take charge of it and use it. You know, there's some people that are just normally take charge people. I mean, even if they're not the one in charge and they see that something has to be done, they just grab it and start doing it. Some people say, well, they got their own power trip. I guess I'm sort of one of those guys, but if I'm around and there's a whole group of us standing around and something needs to be done, I just automatically take charge.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth Hagen on his teaching, Power Trip, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagen for today's message.
Now, you know, people are trying to live their lives and live for God even in their own strength and in their own reasoning. And they complain about life being so hard and so difficult. Well, I want to tell you what. If you're going to do it in your own strength, it's going to be hard and difficult. You know, people are always talking about all the trouble they got. You know, there's a lot of us that remember when we didn't have power tools and we didn't have power appliances in the kitchen. How many here are old enough to remember if you were going to mash the potatoes, you had this deal and you did it yourself? Anybody remember that? How many ever remember if you were going to whip the whipping cream or mix anything, you had to, you hold on to it and you turn it like this? Yeah. You had power, all right, human power. You know, used to, when I was a kid, Grandpa and them, to get the firewood for the fireplace, it'd take two guys to go out, and they have what they call a crosscut saw, and you got one guy on one side and one on the other, and they pulling that thing back and forth. Anybody ever? And then they had to cut it into sections. And then you'd have to take an axe or a wedge and a sledgehammer and split it. Anybody remember that? It's a whole lot easier nowadays. They got power saws and they got splitters and chippers and all kinds of stuff, you know. And if I would ask you, would you rather go back to the non-power days or go to the power days where we got all these power, I'm sure everybody is going to say, hey, let's go with the power. Amen? You know, well, I have good news for all of us. We have power that God has given to us. We don't have to do it in our own strength. We don't have to do it in our own energy. We have God's power that's available to us. Acts 1:8 says, but you, not your friend, not your brother, not somebody else, you shall. That's an emphatic statement. Shall means it's going to happen, right? Any of you remember when Mama said, and use your full name, you shall do it? Was there any question whether you were going to do it or not? No way. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, the Living Bible says it like this, but when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power to testify about me with great effect to the people in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth about my death and resurrection. Jesus says here that we would be given a power. Now, in one of the other places, when he is talking about that he is going in John, when he said, I'm going to send another comforter, the word there, it means power. You know, it's talking about the paraclete. It talks about the power of God, and it comes in several different forms. You know, it can help us in several different ways. But, you know, you have to realize that you have the power before you can ever take charge of it and use it. You know, there's some people that are just normally take charge people. I mean, even if they're not the one in charge and they see that something has to be done, they just grab it and start doing it. Some people say, well, they're going on, they got their own power trip. I guess I'm sort of one of those guys, but if I'm around and there's a whole group of us standing around and something needs to be done, I just automatically take charge. You know, that's just, I just, somebody's got to do something. You know, somebody said, well, you're not in charge. I said, I may not be in charge, but somebody's got to do something, and the guy that's in charge ain't doing nothing, so I'm going to do it. Come on now. You know, we need to realize that the Holy Spirit is there for us, the power of God is there for us, but we're going to have to step up and take charge and direct the power. See, power running wild is bad, but power harnessed in the right direction is great. Amen? You know, I see even Christians that are tapping into evil power, and they you need to stay away from occult power. You know, even to try to solve their problems. You know, they're reading books and watch movies showing all kinds of cult power and think it's okay. No, it's not okay. That's the way the devil gets that open door into your mind to begin, not into your spirit, but into your mind to begin to give you a problem. You know, some people, some Christians even will, they mess with the Ouija boards, or however you pronounce it, tarot cards, horoscopes, astrology. You know, some Christians go every day and read the horoscope that's in the paper. You don't need to do that. That's nothing to do with you as a child of God. If you want to read something about your future, go read the Word of God. Because that'll tell you that this is the day the Lord has made. You're going to rejoice and be glad in it. You're not going to have a sad day. You know, some people get involved with voodoo and white and black magic and seances and stuff. These things are dangerous. They open the door for depression and all kinds of things for Satan to get you involved in his kingdom. That's one of the way he traps people and gets them out of the way. You know, Leviticus 19:31. I'll give you a chance to turn there. Leviticus 19:31. I'm reading the New King James. Okay, here he says, give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am your Lord God. We have no business playing around with those things. Familiar spirits are the enemy spirits that do know some things about you. That's why a tarot card or a Ouija board or a Ouija board, however you pronounce it, that's why those things can tell you some things, because familiar spirits know some things about you. Hello. You know, the enemy will try to trap you with his counterfeit. He will use some of his messengers, even human messengers, to try to get people. Look at 2 Corinthians 11:13. 2 Corinthians 11:13. Paul had to warn the Corinthian Christians about this. And we need to be aware of it today. 2 Corinthians 11:13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming them into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Now, the Message version says it like this. They're a sorry bunch, pseudo-apostles, lying preachers, crooked workers, posing as Christ agent, but sham to the core. And no wonder Satan does it all the time, dressing up as a beautiful angel of light, so it shouldn't surprise us when his servants masquerade as servants of God. But they're not getting by with anything. They'll pay for it in the end. You know, Satan will try to trip you up in every way. That's why you need to have the power of the Holy Spirit. I tell young people all the time, my dad told me this, if you have a question of whether you should do it or not, that don't do it. That's the Holy Spirit trying to help you.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, God's Greater Glory, Bring Revival to This Generation. Next is Lynette Hagin's 3-CD series entitled, If I Can, You Can. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Deep Roots in God. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Denise Hagin Burns and Lynette Hagin.
Well, Rhema Bible Training College is going to be coming real soon.
Yes, but you know what? You can still apply. We still have spots for this fall.
Yes.
You can go to rbtc.org and apply there. We have courses in pastoral ministries, biblical studies, student ministries, world missions, music and media, itinerant ministry.
Absolutely.
And you also just get a basic knowledge of the Bible and the Word of God. So if you're not interested in going into full-time ministry, you just want to learn more about the Bible, come on and join us, rbtc.org.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Power Trip. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.